The Minister of Finance and the Controller and Accountant General today appeared at the Commission of Inquiry into Judgment Debts in Accra. The two institutions were asked to submit documents relating to the payment of judgment debts from 1992 to date. The two, however, were not able to submit all the documents and pleaded for more time to gather all these documents for the Commission. Gloria Anderson has the details.
The Ministry of Finance and the Controller and Accountant General were subpoenaed by the Commission to submit documents on the payment of judgment debt from 1992 to date. The Chief Director of the Ministry of Finance was expected to appear today but was represented by the Ministry's Chief Officer of Economics, Kojo Awa Payson. Mr. Awa Payson admitted to some challenges the Ministry is encountering in retrieving these documents. It was, however, able to present payment for 2008 to 2012 and pleaded with the Commission for more time as it has requested for the documents from the Public Record and Archive Administrative Department. The sole Commissioner of Justice Appel granted the request and asked the Ministry to also add documents on claims against the state that are yet to be paid.
My Lord, we are going to be giving more time to look for those two statements and bring them to the Commission.
Why is there more time? How?
After
you get them.
Yes.
We should give you up to mid-January, provide this information. We will inform you of the next stage and then we'll be specific about what we require from you. We want direct that you request the MDS form you give information about if there are any compensation claims or judgment debt claims.
The Controller and Accountant General was represented by its Chief Cashier Mark William Atipo, who also pleaded for more time, admitting that the department is also facing some challenges in compiling the needed documents for the Commission. Mr. William Atipo presented documents on payments arising out of the Consolidated Fund for 2009 to 2012. The sole Commissioner, Justice Appel, informed the two institutions that they will be expected to appear before it by mid-January to submit all needed forms.
Those documents were to be retrieved from the archives.
Yes.
That's 1993 up to the 2007. Did you make any efforts? And if yes, did you succeed at this?
My Lord, to be very honest with you, the time that we were given for the first meeting was very short. So what we did was to actually assemble that of 2008, which we submitted here in our last. We remember, we have actually tried to retrieve from 2009 up to 2012. We've gone through the records that we have with our record session, and that is what we've retrieved so far. From 2007 downwards, we actually had a lot of challenge. So what we did was we went to try for them to make our records that we have with them available to us so that we can inspect and then retrieve all these documents. So that is where we are at the moment, my Lord.
Shall we know how much it has to retrieve some of the documents that you have sent to
us? My Lord, I'll plead that you give up to mid-January.
The Commission for Inquiry into Judgment Debt and Related Matters will sit again tomorrow before the Christmas break. The Executive Secretary of the Lands Commission is expected to appear before it.
Gloria Anderson filed that report.